Local doctor and author Bob Martinez invites you to join him Saturdays right here on 99.9 FM for the program Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. Dr. Martinez of Health and Wellness of Central Florida discusses an all-natural, holistic approach to functional medicine with nutrition as the foundation for natural healing. Stress management, nutritional and lab work analysis, health and lifestyle coaching are just some of the benefits of chiropractic care. Massage therapy, spinal decompression, and neuropathy care is what he will address. As you just heard, every Saturday on 99.9 FM WXJB, it's your chance to hear from the experts. And as always, an expert in our studio, which I always have the pleasure of having, Dr. Bob Martinez with Health and Wellness of Central Florida. It's a program called Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob, and I'm living proof of that. I took that first step. I gave his office a call, and as of today, I am healing my body and feeling so much better. You too can have the same results with Dr. Bob Martinez at Health and Wellness of Central Florida. So glad you joined us. Got a lot of great information to share with you. As always, Dr. Bob is on the top of everything in the industry, and he has shown and proven to me that he really, truly does care. After all, at Health and Wellness of Central Florida, their mission isn't just to get you well, it's to keep you well through natural and effective chiropractic care, functional medicine, and even massage therapy. So we appreciate Dr. Bob Martinez in the studio with us once again to share that information with you. His office, two locations, Spring Hill and Lutz. So welcome, Dr. Bob.
So how's things going?
Very good. You know, I took that step and I saw Dr. Bob as far as the nutritional side. We've seen and talked to Dr. Bob in the past as far as chiropractic care, and he's helped me with that as well. And even several of my friends, and that's how I even got to meet Dr. Bob several years ago, and has seen changes that he has made in several of my friends here in the local community. So I actually got on this program that Dr. Bob set me up with. And he's got all the different nutrients that you need. He's got all the information that you need. And of course, even the supplements that he provides right through his office there. So he's provided that to me. And I'm actually in my second week now.
Right.
Yeah.
I can even see the difference when I first walked in. I was like, wow, man. I was like, well, what's going on? So your face looks more radiant.
Yeah.
Your face looks thinner. Your energy is different.
Yes.
And as you recall, when we first started, doing the show, mm-hmm. and I got to thank you for extending the invitation. I've always thought about, sharing my knowledge and my experiences through radio. But, as they say, everything comes in good time. Mm-hmm. And so you came along and you helped me get to this point. So I want to thank you for that. But as you recall, again, when you first came to my office and we started talking, I started looking at certain things about you that I saw. You weren't eating the right stuff.
That's the truth.
You were not feeling too well. Although, we can put a persona as like we're doing great, and everybody smiles, but what's happening inside? And as you recall, we did blood work. Mm-hmm. I read your blood work. You did a survey, right?
That's right.
And then I looked at that that data and then determined that you were having some liver dysfunction and other things. Mm. And so the first step for me, my priority for you, in order to get your body to start healing, we needed to get the toxins, as much toxins as you have in your body. Understand that the more toxic you are, the less your body is going to be able to perform. Your body is performing in getting the toxins you already have inside. However, you also have other toxins that you're currently ingesting or taking in, and that comes in many forms. Mm. Air you breathe, the food you eat, water you drink, you're still continuing putting toxins in your body. So your body is trying to function the best it can. So when someone like yourself comes in my office and I determine, what's going on, we need to get those toxins out. Mm. And that's what we did with you. Yeah. We put you on a program that allows toxins to be pulled out of your liver, kidneys, so your body can start reacting in a manner in which it can start to normalize the less stress you have in your body, the better the body is going to be able to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's proof is you, as today when I walked in and I saw you and I said, wow, okay, wow, we're heading in the right direction. And people are different because I've had some folks that come in, they're like, oh man, you know, you're killing me or whatever the case may be. Or they go, oh my God, you know, I've felt so good, you know, I've never felt this good before. And those people, by the way, says, oh, you're killing me. It's because we're breaking habits of what they're continuously been doing for such a long time. But once they get over that hurdle, guess what? That magic begins. So I want to ask you a couple of questions so our listeners can understand better, mm-hmm. you know, the changes, how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you started a couple of weeks ago on a Monday. And so what was your experience that first week? What was your initial reaction, if you will, to what you were doing?
My first reaction was, I've got to give up coffee and caffeine. And I'm like, how the heck am I going to do that? But with the supplements that you provide through the program, it sort of helps you with that. And it was causing health issues for me, the jitteriness, the sleeplessness, heart palpitations, you know, jittery, like I said. So that very first day, you know, to give that up, something that I truly love, and with the new schedule that I've been put on at work and lack of sleep because of that new schedule, I thought, how the heck am I going to get through the day? But with the supplements, like I said, that you provide through the program, that has helped me. Now, I did have a little bit of a headache that very first day. And I thought, my God, if this is what it's going to be like, I don't want any part of it. But I knew that was my body reacting to the action that I've taken.
Yeah. And it's just not the coffee, but it's the toxins. Now, for you listeners out there, okay, when you hear, oh, coffee, I am not going to give that up. You don't have to.
Right.
But in order for this program to work, we got to start detoxifying. Now, everything that we eat today has some sort of contamination. I still drink coffee, mm-hmm. but I try to find a good, clean, organic coffee.
Mm.
Coffee that does not have pesticides.
Mm.
Okay? So, you know, you don't have to give up your coffee. You have to give it up for this time to allow your body to start detoxifying and bringing your body back to normalcy. The other thing is we abuse coffee. But I got people that are drinking 3, 4, 5 cups a day, and that really runs down your adrenals.
Yeah.
And your adrenals are glands that actually gives you energy. But if you're putting a stimulant in your body for continuous time, those adrenals will start burning out. Okay, that's when people start having problems with hormones, we start having problems with weight loss, we start having problems with jitteriness and not sleeping and all that. It's because the body is trying to stay alive,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, yeah, for those that, as far as coffee is concerned, no worries. You don't have to give it up. It's just, it's a process. And it's funny because I have I have a cup of coffee a day in the morning because I enjoy the coffee. It's not because I have to have it, but I like the flavor. I mean, I was brought up in coffee, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So I get it. So after that initial week that you had the headaches, and how did your body respond? What are the things that you noticed when you started seeing the detoxification process?
Urinating a lot, of course, sitting on the toilet a lot more because I'm trying to get rid of this sickness in my body. I mean, the toxins to me are sickness. I started feeling stronger. I started feeling healthier and more alert, more awake. Going back to the coffee thing, like you said, I love my coffee and it was something that I really enjoyed, but I'm willing to give this up for a short time to improve my health. My health is worth everything to me because I want to be healthy. I want to be here for a long time. So changed my diet in the way I looked at foods, the carbohydrates and the sugars. Of course, the sodium was never a problem for me, but going to more greens, vegetables, and even fruits. As far as the protein as well is concerned, I didn't have to give up like meat, good lean red meat, chicken, salmon. I love fish. I was able to take that as well this first couple of weeks and will continue to do so along with the supplements that I'm taking. And of course, the shake that, you know, a smoothie that we make twice a day, which is very actually fortifying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The program, when you start trying to get impurities, you have to replace it with something.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of programs out there you know, to what they call a detox or clean. And I've done a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I won't name any names, but I've done a lot. My goal for me was to be able to be healthy. You know, I have to take care of my patients. I got to take care of my wife. And in order to do that, I got to take care of myself. And I found that all these other programs, there were missing things, mm-hmm. which is food. Mm. No, and I mean real food.
True.
So what this program does, not only does it detox you, but there is a psychological impact you have because it teaches you or it allows you to learn what we used to do, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Eat healthy food.
That's
so you're
true.
Not really sacrificing anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to sacrifice a box of Cheetos mm-hmm. or a box of mac and cheese, anything that's in a box because you want it to be simple, and if that is hard for you, then, oh my God, we'll have an issue. But it's about the program. It's about relearning, mm-hmm. you know, how to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I give you, oh, just take all these supplements and do that.
No.
There's a learning process, as you know, is to reinstitute
right.
what used to be normal to what is not normal today. The cool thing about this is that there is this change coming. You
right.
know? People are becoming a little more aware. I mean, I've got patients, people that are coming in my office and say, I've done this, I've done that. If nothing's working, I'm getting frustrated. But what we do is we kind of tend to look at the core. We look at the root cause. That's why I do blood, mm, right?
That's right.
That's why I do the survey. You experienced it. We got down to where the source of the problem was going, and that's what we want to do. We want to start at the bottom, at the source, and then let the body do what it does best.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just start healing, start replacing those cells, re-nourishing your body. I was going to ask you a question because earlier you said you were having problems sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
How's your sleep?
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're finding
much improved.
Yourself? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's what I found when I first did this program. And by the way, folks, I tried it on myself before I tried it on anybody.
I remember too, and back when you were a little heavier and a little unhealthier.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yes, I had the headaches. And listen, I had my headache for a couple of days. It started intense the first time because I was drinking a lot of coffee.
I was too.
Okay? And so the second time, but by the third day,
mm-hmm.
I was up. I was energetic. I was ready to go. I didn't need to have a stimulant to get me up in the morning. But, you know, again, I'm not one to say that you have to, you know, be a purist for the rest of your life. Don't enjoy, you know, the things that the world has to offer, mm-hmm. you know, pizza and stuff. You're just doing a moderation. Yeah. All we're doing is, again, reinstituting a habit for you to be aware what you should and not eat. And
yeah.
Let me tell you something. Once you're done with this program, you need to introduce food really slow.
Yeah.
Because your body is going to reject it. Your body, you know, I had people who had cereal in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why are you doing that? You didn't do this for this time. Why are you doing? Well, I just saw the box and I ate it. Okay. How'd you feel? I felt bad.
Yeah.
You know, the digestive, they felt their stomach tighten up. They felt sick.
Yeah.
That's sugar. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the carbs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we get your body to start accepting the new thing. You know, your body's got to change. But once it changes, it's going to let you know what things are good and what things are bad.
Yeah.
And you have to stay in tune. Now, folks that have been with me for a while, they've seen, and I think I've had a caller here and there that have called and mm-hmm. Actually shared their experience. It's about a lifestyle. I don't want to use the word change because when people say change, that kind of, you know, scares people away. But
right.
it's just modifying things, just not changing, but just tweaking things here and there slowly. And I'm not one of these doctors, because I knew a guy who says, well, you got to stop doing this, do this, this, you know, just boom, boom, boom. Ah, psychologically and physically, sometimes when you look at something, it's like, I got to give this and this all one time. That's crazy. And it is. So what we do is we try to slowly, you know, we reach goals slowly.
Right.
And eventually, you know, did you have any issues? Like all of a sudden you're like, cravings or stuff like that?
Are you kidding me? Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, because your body, you know, you're still going through the detox.
Right.
Your body's still going to. But once you achieve that, the plateau, when you get to that point after the program, you're less likely to. I've got people stop drinking Cokes, period.
Mm.
You know, and probably Cokes, soft drinks are the worst things that you can put in your body, especially if they're diet.
Right. Oh, boy.
The word, diet.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about healing and feeling better with Dr. Bob. The name of this show, heard every Saturday right here on 99.9 WXJB. Dr. Bob Martinez, more than just a chiropractor here in a local area to serve you and to help you heal and feel better too. I'm JW. I'll be back with Dr. Bob right after this.
Health and Wellness of Central Florida has been helping people for years with auto accident injuries, nutritional counseling, massage therapy, and functional medicine. Treating everyone like family, Dr. Bob and his staff takes your health seriously, analyzing underlying issues and creating individual care plans, reducing inflammation, joint pain, and overall stress. Schedule your complimentary consultation at one of his offices by calling 352-686-1686. See for yourself at hwcfla.com.
And we've mentioned Health and Wellness of Central Florida, the sponsor of this show, Healing and Feeling Better with Dr. Bob. I'm JW. I took that step as well, and I promised you that I would give you that information. The two offices, locations here in a local area that you too can take that first step. One on Mariner Boulevard, which is 3460 Mariner Boulevard. The phone number there is 352-686-1686. And one in Lutz on Huntington Bow Circle. That's 17937 Hunting Bow Circle, Suite 101, Lutz. The phone number there, 813-749-7548. At Health and Wellness of Central Florida, their mission isn't just to get you well, it's to keep you well through natural and effective chiropractic care, functional medicine, and massage therapy as well. And, of course, Dr. Bob Martinez in the studio with us once again to address these concerns of how you're feeling and how you're dealing with pain on a daily basis. So he wants to help you heal and feel better. Dr. Bob, thanks once again for being with us. And we were talking about my experience, of course. I wanted to continue with that for just a minute and tell you that I've actually, when I make up my mind to do something, I'm going to do it, and I'm doing it. And I've changed my outlook on how I choose foods and what I put in my mouth. Now I don't grab the closest thing to me because I'm starving, that I make that choice. And I've been to the store several times now, and it's not just one time shopping trip. It's because I've added the vegetables, and of course I eat them up, you know, and the fruits, the beans, the protein. And I've spent more time. Actually, my wife calls me when I'm at the store, "Where are you? You've been there forever," because I'm looking at labels now. You know, and I'm making the right choices.
Yeah, if when I go to the grocery store, I see a lot of folks in the middle aisles, and they tend to stay there, and then they go out to the outside. So basically, that tells me they're focused more on getting something that's convenient, and then they go to the outside to add whatever. So what I tell my patients is focus more in the outer circle of where the vegetables, proteins, all that, you know, water. That's the area you want to, you know, plan your meals through. It's just instead of going directly. And I went, my wife is not feeling well, so I said, "I'm going to make you the best chicken soup you ever had," right? So
yeah.
What I did is I said, "You know what, I'm going to add a little flavor," because it was 7:30 last night when I got out of work. And so I said, "Well, let me add something like a little flavor to it." So you know, you have those boxed chicken soup. They're just boxes.
The concentrated
broth.
Right. Oh, I
chicken
got you.
Broth.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
So I'm looking at Progresso. I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at the Publix brand, the Greenwise, and I'm looking. I mean, I was just looking at the boxes. Every one of them had sugar in it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had sugar. And I'm like, why are they putting sugar on everything? Even the one that so-called organic,
ones
that spend like $6.59 for it. I still remember the price.
No, of course.
sugar. So I just said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do. So I went and got celery, carrots, mushrooms. I got I've got organic chicken at home, onions, tomatoes, and I use chili powder. I mean, I'm giving you my recipe now.
Thank you.
But, and some lime.
Yeah.
And, well, that came out really, really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go to the grocery store, just tend to hang out on the outside. But if you're in doubt, I challenge all the listeners, just go in the middle aisle and pick up a box and start reading the ingredients. You'd be shocked.
Yep.
You know, now we were talking earlier of the program you're going through. Mm-hmm. And I try to approach my program to make sense, common sense. Mm-hmm. It's not about just throwing a lot of stuff at you and say, you do what I got to do. If it doesn't make sense to you, because after all, you're the one who's in control of your own health, correct?
Amen.
I'm just going to be the person who is going to give you options, and then you decide.
That's right.
But I like to approach a common sense approach to what I'm doing. And so when I sit down with folks, I talk to them, and if it clicks with them and says, that makes sense, then they're able to say, I'm ready to take that step. But it's got to make sense, okay? So when I tell people, I say, well, what do I have to go through this program? Well, what you're doing right now yourself is you're preparing your body. So when you go through this program where your body is going to get rid of toxins, mm-hmm. you're actually allowing your body to de-stress chemically, hormonally, all the stuff that occurs that you have. You allow your body to prepare for the next step, which is the feeding step.
That's awesome.
Where you start giving the people specific things that they need to start having the rejuvenation, the healing process. And depending on where you're at, and everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit down and I talk to people and I figure out where the targets we have to do or get to in order to get results. But again, the process normally, now not everybody will go through the program you're going, because I mean, they either have been vegans or organic, and I look at their blood work and I'm like, well, okay, you're pretty good. However, let's look at this other little deficiency. So they just need a tweak.
Yes.
Say, so we prepare the body so the body can start taking advantage of everything we're doing, including the food you eat. And then it's up to your body. And that's what we do. Provide it, remove, and provide. Remove toxins, provide nutrition,
yep.
and the body does the rest. That's how magic happens.
What a winning combination. And you too can be part of that winning circle with Dr. Bob Martinez. Heal and feel better with Dr. Bob by seeing his stopping by his location or calling his phone number. Of course, two locations in the local area, one in Spring Hill on Mariner Boulevard, just a little south of North Cliff. On the east side of the road there, on the left as you're heading south, Mariner Boulevard, 3460 Mariner Boulevard, and of course in Lutz, 17937 Huntington Bow Circle. But you know what? The most important thing to do is pick up that phone and make that call, take that first step, just like I did. And of course, I'm just in the beginning of this, so we got a lot more to cover in the future here. So the phone number, 352-686-1686, 813-749-7548. Either number will get you through to Dr. Bob Martinez at Health and Wellness of Central Florida and get you on the road to healing and feeling better. Anything else you can add, Dr. Bob?
Yeah, all I got to say is that when people call, they will get a consult with me, and I'll just basically tell them, you know, what they need to know. And then immediately after that, my health coach, which is Stephanie Knight, will then give them a call and do a 15-minute health consult. And then explain the program. And if they're ready to take that step, they take that step. But when you call and you make an appointment, you'll be seeing me first.
You better believe it. And if JW can do it, you can do it too. So
absolutely.
Give his office a call, 352-686-1686. Don't wait another minute longer. Your health is important to you and us. We'll see you next time on Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob Martinez.